maybe looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Opposites attract on the campaign trail.
I'm truly delighted to be here with the incredible farmers, growers, and workers who power our country, feed our nation, and preserve the American way of life, and that's what you do.
President Trump in Iowa talking renewable energy. Former Vice President Biden also stumping there today.
We talk about the fact that let's make America great again. I'd settle for just let America be American again. You know what I mean?
The president earlier slammed Biden as mentally weak, Biden calling the president a threat to our core values. Along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 229. And the nays are 191.
The House approving a civil contempt measure to enforce subpoenas for Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. Both defied subpoenas to testify before the Judiciary Committee. This is Fox News.
That's a bunch of crap.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend a day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year. That dad is yours. Buy him a beer. He wears sandals and white socks. Repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn. This Father's Day, don't buy a tie. Don't buy a tie. Your dad don't need another tie.
Our final name for today in our call-in for carrots contest is Priscilla Lacey. Priscilla Lacey. You have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. Priscilla Lacey. You'll get qualified to win that one carrot forever Mark Diamond, appraised at $10,000 from Newstalk 93.1 and Marguerite's.
Thank you, Jay Scott, and we'll see Jay first thing in the morning at around 7:15. In addition to bringing his royal nerdness to the show in a very unique and lovable way, he'll do random facts. And we always follow that with a $10 food outlet pop quiz just to test your memory skills. It's 6 minutes after 5. Our guest this afternoon, we've been doing our Well, actually, quite frankly, it's been hard for you to get in here because you've been so damn busy.
I really have.
But busy is good. When business is good, it's good to be busy. Brett McDonald and Mike Baranko with us this afternoon, and we had a call just before the top of the hour. And let's see if I can... there's the village idiot of Delaware, Joe Biden in Iowa.
Not to be distracted.
Yes.
No, not to be distracted. The question from our listener was...
Was, Trump is a businessman and he thinks he can run the government like a business. So if he gets reelected for four more years, what will that look like?
So let me take the first stab at it and then pass it off to Brandon. And first, Doug, thank you for the kind words about my family. My dad, Nap, and my Uncle David have done a great job at Chappies. I appreciate you
saying
that.
I must say, that is a beloved name in this town. Yeah. I've been here long enough to learn that.
Well, and they manage that business not only with their heads, but with their hearts, and they always have.
Absolutely.
So they're absolutely fantastic people. Do a ton for the community that nobody even knows about. So I'm very, very proud of them and proud to be a Baranko. But anyway, back to your question. I'm not suggesting, and I don't think anybody should, that the government should strictly be run like a business. Government has certain things that it has to do to take care of its people. But what I do believe will happen if Trump is fortunate enough to get four more years is you will see this systematic redoing or unwinding of some of these horrible trade deals that I believe have been put in place as we acquiesced to these other countries and literally just signed deals that were so far in their favor and not in ours. And then as these countries developed and they got more powerful and they got wealthier, we never went back to revisit. So it just becomes a giant, as Ross Perot would say, sucking of our economy. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see him continue to focus on some of those trade deals and try to get them more in line with current day standards and what's going on in the world.
I don't know that I could survive 4 years of what the Democrats are doing now. God help us if they retain power. I really think people are wiser than MSLSD and CNN, who has nobody watching anymore, except in airports. And in Europe, that was the thing when Trump went to England. That's what they get over there, CNN. But as it turned out, he charmed the crap out of the royal family. And there's going to be 250,000 protesters. There's maybe a few thousand. And they were pretty much the goth crowd of London.
Uh-huh.
He knows how to make friends and influence people. So, Brent, sorry to interrupt, but I would like your take on the same question.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say this. I am convinced Trump is going to get reelected.
Me too.
Listen, it all starts not with just his ideology and all of that, but what's the age-old adage in economics when it
peace
comes
and prosperity.
When it comes to presidential elections? Peace and prosperity, economics. If you've got a strong economy, you're going to get reelected. It's very, very hard to be kicked out. And I just believe, you look at the corporate tax deal. The corporate tax rate reduction is going to be paying dividends for a long, long time. If you think about it from the standpoint, and I don't want to get on a long diatribe about this, but I'm just going to say when we were at 35% and you come down to effective 12%, we were, in essence, subsidizing all these other countries around the world, and we're no longer doing that. So what does that mean? He just redirected the flow of capital from all over the globe to the United States. And that's going to continue. You're seeing that happen now. It just got started, and it's going to continue for a long time. You look at, so it's corporate tax rates. You look at these trade reform, these deals that he's doing now. You look at deregulation, it goes on and on. And I'll tell you, you watch out. The next deal is going to be infrastructure. That's probably going to be about a $2 trillion deal. And yes, he'll probably borrow money to do it. But, and I hear people talk about all this debt issue and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, you go out there, you borrow money in a 30-year bond market from the rest of the world, not necessarily Americans, okay? And it might even be 50-year bonds. Think about that. You borrow money at 3% interest for 30 to 50 years if they make that, law.
Right.
I mean, you could take that money and go build the best hospitals, the best bridges, the best airports, the best roads, everything, you know, that we know about. And here's the reality. At some point, yes, we're going to have much higher interest rates. Maybe that's 10 years from now. Maybe that's 15 years from now. But those 30 to 50-year bonds that where we borrow money at 3%, if interest rates are at 6%, the Treasury can go buy those things back at probably 70 cents on the dollar.
You know, we were talking at the very beginning how Gen Z, the 19, 18, and 24-year-olds of today, have no perspective on how just how entitled they are and what a great life they're leading in this country because they've never experienced adversity. You talk about interest rates. I remember buying a townhouse in 1982 and closing at 17.9% mortgage interest rates. In 1990, when I was making the equivalent of about, I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year today, perfect credit, qualified for the lowest available mortgage interest rate in 1990 with 5% down, 10 3/8. So the good news was that was 7 points lower than 1982, but that's still about 6 points or so higher than what we're paying today. So even in that realm, I mean, home ownership has become so much more accessible for people. Morris, 409-9300.
Hey.
Give him a call and stop wasting money on rent and get somebody who will bust his butt to get you into your own place. So I've experienced all of this. Yeah. So I have that perspective on what's happening today as well.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, you mentioned the Milton Friedman clip earlier.
Yes, we got to play that.
And we are going to play it. We'll do it right. I tell you what, we're going to create a segue into it right now because that's what Trump is doing. When you hear this clip, you're going to understand what free markets are all about and why a free market capitalistic system like we've had for over 200 years is the winning formula. It is the greatest formula that's ever been invented on the planet Earth. And that is what Trump is trying to return us to.
Now, let me set the stage for this. Milton Friedman is being interviewed by Phil Donahue, who was the liberal poster boy of the 70s, and always with the face of angst. And you're going to hear him say at the very beginning, the maldistribution of wealth. Not that he was making $7 million a year as a talk show host in that time. I guess he knew how to spend it responsibly, and the rest of us, it was maldistributed. Milton Friedman takes him to the cleaners in this clip.
My favorite clip.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy.
Perfect. Touché.
The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear that there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate
this
system.
Beautiful.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. And just tell me, where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us? Well, I don't even trust you to do that.
Never gets old, does it?
No.
Yeah.
No, and instead of showing Al Gore's inconvenient
Yes.
Yeah. To school kids, they should be playing clips like that so they understand why they are privileged to be living in the greatest economic engine on the planet and why it works the way it does for so many. 517, Brett McDonald, Mike Barranco in the house till 6. If you have a question, 272-9228. We have been speaking, looking down the road. Before this break, we talked about another 4 years for Trump. Let's take a look at the dark side after we come back from this break and what could happen if the idiots, the uninformed, the people that Milton Friedman was trying to educate in that clip managed to get Uncle Joe or Bernie or God. There isn't one of them that doesn't make the hair on the back of my neck stand straight up. 517, it's hot, and it's going to be hot for months now. What kind of protection do you have for you and your family should something go wrong? Meaning your AC shuts down. That's when you're going to wish you had listened to Greg and gotten yourself a Clark's Club membership, knowing that you could call 277-2125 and help would be on the way, as the Little River Band once sang. Clark's Club membership gets you more than that, though. For $159, you get two tune-ups to your central comfort system, one before each significant weather change. And then if something breaks, because it's a machine after all, things can go wrong, they'll be out, priority service, urgent care when you call, and you get a discount on parts and labor if repair needs to be made. But you won't have to wait. That's why it's best, especially in the worst of the weather that's ahead for the summer. You know you have that peace of mind that comes with the Clark's Club membership. They will be on the way when you need them. 277-2125. They have incredibly talented plumbers that are also on call 24/7. And especially if you have a situation that requires diagnosis, I won't tell the story now, but I watched them, and I'm going to use the term plumbing forensics, to trace the source of a problem that was an issue for me for months. And they got it fixed. These are the best. And by the way, they're such incredibly nice people. You'll want to feed them and have them stay for dinner because they're like family. They really are. That's 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Joe will be right with you.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour. If you're on the boulevard, it's really crowded out there. Be careful around the south side. It's busy all the way from the Interstate 65 entrance over to the Troy Highway. There's also quite a bit of congestion between Vaughn Road and the Wetumpka Highway, so be careful especially around the interstate. If you're on I-85, we see a little bit of a slowdown on the northbound side between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. And if you're headed into the downtown area on the southbound side, be careful as you approach the interchange. I-65 doesn't have any troubles this afternoon, and the 31s are all running smooth. Let's be careful and head to the house. Tritium State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Tritium State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Why do I insist on clicking links that tick me off? Trump is an existential threat to America. Based on what, Joe? All the wars he started, all the economic hardship he's brought to America. Do you know that this is the all-time, because, you know, when all else fails, what do they pull out, the race card and all this, that actually race relations have improved under Trump. That study, when that came out a couple of weeks ago, you could look that up, and we'll get the link and I'll get the basics from it. They have no basis for attacking him. I don't like his hair. Yeah. You know who he reminds me of historically? Harry Truman. Harry Truman had the ability to be blunt. Mr. Tell It Like It Is, the buck stops here. And the media hated him. And they were so certain that he was going to lose in 1948 to Thomas Dewey that they published the headline before the results were in. Kind of happened like that 2016 when Hillary was supposed to win, 100 million to one. Oh, God, she makes the paint peel off my walls with that line. Joe, you're on with Brant McDonald and Mike Barranco.
Hi, Greg, thanks. I just want to let you know that I've been listening to Brant on your show in the afternoons forever, I guess, now, and he just always seemed like he was very knowledgeable, and he was on top of everything. He's the kind of guy, when you hear him talk about this stuff, it's obvious that he just eats, sleeps, and drinks it all the time. He's just extremely enthusiastic about it, and he just does it because that's just what he does. And I actually had the opportunity today. I went into their office, and I met with Miss Lisa Free, and I actually got to meet Brant McDonald and Mike Barranco both before I left today. They actually came in and introduced themselves to me. And you can tell just talking to these people that they're genuinely good people and that they really want to help you with your financial situation. And I just thought that I'd just pass that on to you because, like I said, it can take me but a minute to realize these are good people here and they want to help me. So for that reason, I transferred my account to them today, and I hope to see good things out of them. But I just want to pass that on to you because, again, I had heard him on the radio, and he sounds very authentic and very knowledgeable and very likable also. And, again, when I actually met these folks today, I was not disappointed at all. They're exactly who they claim to be on the radio, and they're just a bunch of good guys who want to help you, I think. So, again, I just want to pass that on.
I love your phone call, and I'm so glad because what you see is what you get, man. That's exactly – we were just talking about that during the break.
Right.
So, thank you. Congratulations on the
Joe.
Moment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to thank you, Joe. I mean, I'm obviously extremely humbled by all of that, and thank you so much. I want to thank you. I greatly appreciate you coming to see us today, and we look forward to working with you.
And Joe, just a quick side note. This is Mike. It was a pleasure meeting you a little while ago too. Lisa texted me as I'm sitting down here, excited to let you know. Joe looks like he's going to move his account over here, so we're excited to have you and appreciate the confidence that you've shown us. We'll work our butts off for you.
Yeah.
And
from my welcome end, to our family.
I am so glad that you've been
Thanks,
listening.
Guys, I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you've been listening all this time and heard what I hear every time we talk. That means a lot to me too. So congratulations and best to you, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was a nice call to get. Let's go home now. Let's go.
I'm telling you.
And this is
Barbara.
You can't go home yet because I got to brag too. I want to thank you and this show and Mr. Baumhauer for my lunch.
She won the lunch for two.
That I won. We went Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, needless to say, I think I've told you this before. I've won several of them. And I think Baumhauer's has the best food around. But I want to tell you about a dessert that we had. Fortunately, there were four of us. We had the fried banana pudding.
Oh
my word. It was absolutely fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. If you haven't tried it, you need to try it. And I'm not a big fan of banana pudding, but this was unbelievable. And I just want to thank Mr. Baumhauer. He is one of your most generous sponsors. He gives away something, well, the latest is lunch for two, every day. And I am just so, so grateful for him. And like I said, I love the food. And, of course, gentlemen, I love this show and Miss Rosie, and I appreciate all of you. And, like, again, thank you for letting me win that. It was fabulous.
All right. Glad you enjoyed. We got to take a break here at 525 Local News, Rich's Forecast. Then we're back with Brant and Mike from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today's the day. If you live in East or North Montgomery, head on over to the polls and cast your vote on who you want to fill the Republican House District 74 seat. And Montgomery Public School System is meeting tonight to talk personnel issues. It starts at 6 in the Central Office Auditorium at 307 South Decatur Street. Plus, according to a WalletHub study, Alabama ranks number 46 in the best states to live in, mostly due to low scores in education and health rankings, quality of life, and safety. And finally, Department of Corrections officials made multiple arrests this weekend at two separate facilities. Officials say Saturday, William Toon threw a bag full of cell phones, batteries, and chargers over a wall at Ventress Correctional Facility. And on Sunday, Emily Connell was charged with smuggling meth to an inmate at Esterling Correctional Facility. That same day, officials at Esterling say Teresa Williams attempted to smuggle meth to an inmate as well. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are evolving back into that pretty typical summertime forecast. For tonight, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, but the chances are small. Most towns will stay dry. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms here and there. Should be a warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Then abundant sunshine takes over Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Pretty nice pattern. Saturday's high near 90. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Most towns will stay dry, and then a better chance of scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands because your reputation depends on it.
Lowe's is here to help by having more of those brands in stock like DeWalt. So when you need a DeWalt tool fast, you know where to go and where to save. Because we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save $100 on a DeWalt XR 2-tool 20-volt max brushless power tool combo kit featuring a drill and impact driver for just $289. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/16, U.S. only.
Well, it's 5:31. I just saw some ominous clouds in the northwest. I'm going to pull up the Live in Fear Doppler here in a moment and take a look. You know, the responsibility of being digital engaged boy first class with Rich out of town, I can handle the pressure.
Yes, you can.
But we have
James
on the line to talk to Brent McDonald and Mike Barranco.
How y'all guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
Doing well. How are you, James?
I've been running something through my mind I just wanted to ask about. And I was listening to Bernie Sanders talk the other night, and he was talking about free education for everybody. Yeah. Of course, everybody was going to have to put in some in the pot. Your taxes was going to go from up to 52 to 60%. The housing bubble was a big bust. Wait till this comes in. Nobody's going to be able to pay for a house, a car, or anything else.
Right.
Once they take that much more out of their paycheck.
Well, yeah, that's the mystery of modern times. What is it about this old fart, pardon my street terminology here, that appeals to people that are 50 or 60 years younger than he is? Is it the word free? Because we got to find a Milton Friedman clip about how nothing is free.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as free.
But that's all they're hearing is free. They're not realizing what this taxes is going to do because they keep trying to keep that quiet. I mean, a guy bringing home grossing $1,000 a week. He's got $200 in taxes coming out now, and he's got a $1,500 house payment, a $500-$600 car payment, and all this. Well, that car payment, that house payment's gonna stay the same, and it's gonna drop. He's gonna start getting $450-$500 at the most out of his paycheck. The rest is going to taxes.
That's right, and thanks for the call. And by the way, I think, you know, our indoctrination centers, also known as colleges and universities, some of these underinformed dimwits think that that Medicare deduction that shows up on their paycheck is what Medicare for all means. I'm paying it already, so why can't I use it? They have no idea. They have no idea what that would cost, not just in terms of additional taxes, but look what you have to go through to get anything from the government, from a driver's license to a permit and everything else. How's that going to work when you're feeling like crap and you need to go call some government bureaucrat to find out what doctor you're allowed to see? They're going to be the first to whine when that happens. First of all, or when those giant deductions.
No, I agree. Well, first of all, these political messages, these strategies that these candidates use, believe it or not, they work and they are effective, but only when things are really bad. When that's the only time that it resonates with people, because people are so down and they feel like they need the safety net or whatever, and so they get sold this bill of goods, and that's how these candidates get elected. But I'm telling you,
like this guy?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, humble change.
But that message is not going to work when you're in a 3.6% unemployment environment.
No.
And wages are rising and tax rates have gone down.
I mean,
it's just not going to work. You know.
When he was president,
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
The whole 8 years you were in office, I'm sure. You would point out things like, you know, well, the Fed did not raise the interest rate for 8 years. I'm sure they didn't dare cross what their commander-in-chief told them to do. But you always pointed out that there was no wage growth. Yeah, the market's gone up and there's, you know, and the unemployment number dropped because many hotel maids and baristas were being hired around the country. Service industry jobs were the kind of jobs that were created under Obama. Him and his, remember the big shovel ready?
Mm.
Yeah, that worked out real well. Yeah. And all that money. Whoa, stimulus, whoa!
That's right.
And as far as I know, they didn't put in a sidewalk with that. I'd still like to know where that money ended up going. But he came in when everything was going south, you know, crash, property values. So nobody bothered to ask, well, could you tell us what hope and change means? What does that mean?
Well, no one really concerned themselves with that. We just, you know, things were not good at the time.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You know, you create a void like that, and someone's going to step in. And what I've always said, you know, it's like that parable of the lampstand. You know, the truth always comes out. You can lie. You can say whatever. You can spin. I mean, even in business, there are people out there that have a great story to tell. And then when you get there, the rubber meets the road, you figure it out. Hey, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, because there's no transparency. There's no anything. But that's what happened, you know, I think under Obama, is eventually things surface. They come around to get you.
Well, under a worst case scenario, anybody that's studied history, world history, especially 20th century, that's how Hitler came to power.
Oh, yeah.
Because Germany was absolutely crushed after World War I and punished to a degree. That's why they didn't make the same mistake at the end of World War II. They knew that Germany had to be rebuilt, or another Hitler would come along and with even bigger and more deadly technologies and try and do the same thing. This whole abuse of the word Hitler, I read a great article the other day how this is going to come back and bite them, because what they have done is totally diminished the monster that Hitler was. Saw a picture of a girl on a college campus holding up a picture of Joseph Stalin. He was three times the mass murderer that Adolf Hitler was.
Yes.
But that's on a college campus.
Oh, I know.
If she had been taught the truth about Joseph Stalin, she would have been burning the picture, not holding it up like, this is what we need here. And yet they call Trump a dictator? The monumental ignorance is, I think, our greatest threat.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I think you're either for big government or smaller government. Like I said earlier, governments play a vital role in society. We absolutely have to have them, and I love the rule of law. But they don't need to make every decision for us, and they don't need to tell us what to do, when to do, and how to do it. So I think that's it at the end of the day.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. And, man, I got to tell you, this is great having Mike here today. I mean, this is the first time we've done this. And it's all part of an effort, like we talked. It's all part of an effort to really, you know, I felt like, and Mike did too. I mean, we talked about this. You know, we want everyone out there listening to really have an opportunity to meet our team, understand who we are, more about who we are. And, anyway, Mike's, like I said, this at the top of the show. I mean, Mike's sort of my right arm. Tell them real quick, because I know you got to go in a few minutes. Tell them, if you don't mind, a little bit about what you do every day. People
sure.
hear me all the time.
Sure. But before I do that, though, and I know the listeners have heard Brandt for years, and people stop me in the streets all the time and tell me they listen to him all the time. But one thing he said earlier, when we have our investment committee meetings, and he's head of our investment committee, he makes the final decisions. Everybody has the same data that we have. Brandt is an absolute master at reading the tea leaves, and I think that somewhat separates us from a lot of other advisors in town. He's done it for so many years, actually decades, and he's fantastic at it. So everybody has a good one here, and I think they know that. So my role on the team and with our firm is this. I kind of manage and run the actual guts of the firm, the operations. I'm our operations manager, the day-to-day things at the firm, handling the financial statements and the money and the HR and all of those type things, which I enjoy, and I use my CPA background for that. And then the other thing I do is I work with most of our small business owners. If you own a business, I'll come in and I'll help them, whether it's setting up a 401k plan, if they want to sell a business, buy a business. So business consulting is the other area that I head up. It's something I enjoy. I've done it for a long, long time. And I think it marries up well with Brandt's strengths. And so that's kind of how we started it. And then we've just built this massive team around us. So I'm proud to be a part of it and love what I do. And I love all the listeners to your show, Greg. It's been great for us. Mm-hmm. And enjoy being here today. May do it again someday.
Yeah. Mike, it's been great to finally have a chance to sit and chat with you and get to know you a little better. We'll look forward to the next one. And we'll continue our Meet the Team next month.
Yeah, no, you know, Mike is great at this because we're a lot alike. I mean, both of us have no problem talking in front of people. And we love being out among people.
So who
should I bring next time?
That's a good question. You know, we could go by.
There are some on the team who will sit here and just be, scared out to death.
We need to twist Lisa's arm and get her in here. She is fantastic. Don't know if this is her cup of tea, but we could. Now, we could bring Jason, but again, it might be a three-hour segment if we bring Jason.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. If we bring Jason, I might need to just stay at the office.
Yeah, there'll be no need for you to be here. Jason can handle it. Trust me.
That's right.
All right, we have Gino.
Hello.
Hey.
Good to hear from y'all.
Hey, Gino, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. I sure wish I'd known that well over there. I'd have brought you some good stuff over there.
Oh.
Define good stuff.
We go that route some other time.
Okay, that's right.
Now, Lisa's my contact lady. I think her name is Lisa.
Yep,
that's right.
She is fantastic, and she is just as nice and polite as anybody I've ever done business with.
And one of the smartest women you'll ever meet.
Well, I sure am. I believe that. And being 82 years, I mean, see, I'm 86 years old, so I need to listen to folks tell me what to do. Y'all have a great day now.
Thank you, Gina.
And we'll take one more call from
Lisa.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
We're good. How are you,
great.
Lisa?
I just wanted to call and praise the team. Lisa is also my agent. Whenever I first went to see the team, I just wanted to let everybody know that they're not trying to take your money and they're not trying to make you buy anything, because when they looked at my portfolio, they told me that I had everything that I needed, but that they wanted to be the ones that, you know, help me out with it and everything. So
that's what I say every day in the messaging, you know, on their behalf. I say, this is not about walking in with a suitcase full of money. It's about how you can begin the process of becoming managerial. How you can have a great group of people to reach out to if something's in the news and you have a concern, and how a painless amount of money on a weekly basis can grow into something that will really be of great benefit to you down the line. It is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whenever I talked to Lisa and I told her that I wanted to retire, I wanted to retire when I was 56 years old. She said, well, let's look at everything and see what's going on. So she told me, she said, what we're going to do is stop some of your investments and we're going to pay your house off.
Wow.
And then we're going to see where you stand. Well, I paid my house off, and then I lost my husband. So I called Lisa back again. I said, I have a little bit of money that I got after my husband died. What do I do with it? She said, right now, I want you to hold on to your money. Buy you a car. Get ready to retire. So, see, they're not after your money. They just want to manage it for you and do the best thing for you. So I just wanted to call and let everybody know that they're there for you. They're not there for themselves. I really don't think that. I think they just love to help people. And I love Lisa with all my heart. She's an awesome, awesome, awesome lady.
There's something special about women named Lisa. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Well,
Lisa,
I appreciate what she said. And, I mean, I know this word fiduciary gets thrown around. It's a big kind of a word or whatever. And we try not to.
I know how to spell it.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I mean, listen, I think everyone in business should be there for their customers to do what's in their best interest. You know, and if you can't do that, then you really don't need to even be in business. That's how we do it. It's very simple, and that's a great testimony. And Lisa Free in our office, she's phenomenal. And the way we function as a team is we do have customer relationship managers. Everyone on our team is sort of works with different clients, and we're there for them. That's how we're able to handle it from a capacity standpoint, and it depends on the unique situation as well as to who would be the best one. But we're all salaried. We're all on the same team. We all have the same clients. And so we think it's a powerful combination.
And it's not always about, okay, what's the portfolio? Get it invested. You know, what our Lisa did there for this Lisa is she looked at her overall situation and said, based on the facts that I see and where you are at your stage in life and what you've got going on, this makes more sense. So we're not going to take that money, put it into an account, and charge you a fee. We need you to do this with it because it's going to be better for you in the long run. That's holistic financial planning. That's what we do as a team.
Mm. And that's why, having managed my own money, I'm planning my retirement for 2064. And you're all invited to the party I'm going to throw when I have it. Gentlemen, thank you.
Yes.
Great to have you with us this afternoon. And again, 387-0094, that's the number to call for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. If you'd like to hear the joy in your voice that you heard from our most recent callers and so forth, make that call, 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Montgomery Skywatch, as we make our way towards the house this afternoon, we have a couple of accidents that might slow you down. We have an accident at I-85 northbound on the ramp to the East Boulevard, so be careful there. We also have an accident with injury in the 2800 block of West South Boulevard. That is right in front of the Waffle House and the TA truck stop. Also, there's an accident on I-85 southbound at South Union Street, and that is slowing things down around the interchange, so be careful there. If you're headed north on I-65, we don't see any problems for you. Traffic on the boulevard is quite busy this afternoon, so watch the traffic around you and be careful as you head home. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy product specialists. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
548 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, we just heard real experts on a very important topic, money. I know a few things that I can pass along and make recommendations. I can tell you how to save on your electric bills, and that's as simple as giving a phone number, 802-FOAM, so you can find out about Masterfoam. This is true insulation. It is the styrofoam cup in liquefied form that they can install into the ceiling, the attic of your home, and give you the ultimate insulation against the heat that drives your attic temperature well above 120-130 degrees. And when it's like that, because that insulation you roll into the grooves you may as well put Christmas lights. It's decorative at best. Wade Cannon can explain to you how Masterfoam can cut your AC bills by about a third, having it installed in an existing home, and about half if you can do a complete house in the construction process by insulating with Masterfoam instead of that other stuff. Masterfoam works. The simple demonstration. Fill a cup with hot water, a styrofoam cup with hot water, and then a paper cup with hot water, and see which one you can hold on to the longest. Styrofoam offers that level of protection as insulation in your home. So find out how you can. It's truly something that will pay for itself, but you got to make a call first. That's Wade at Masterfoam, 802-FOAM, or if you'd like to learn more online, go to master-foam.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. We are evolving back into that pretty typical summertime forecast. For tonight, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, but the chances are small. Most towns will stay dry. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms here and there. Should be a warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Then abundant sunshine takes over Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Pretty nice pattern. Saturday's high near 90. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Most towns will stay dry. And then a better chance of scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In addition to the financial wisdom and expertise shared so openly and warmly from Brant McDonald and Mike Barranco, we also learned other things today. Yesterday, we learned this.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
And today, it's a song.
There once was a man from the Keystone State. Headed to work, he was running late. Merged onto the roundabout. Going too fast and he didn't get out. Three circles later made a sound that was like a train. The wind picked up and the radio telephone rang. He said, I told you haters, roundabouts make tornadoes. And my F-150 just made an F5. You think I'm crazy, but the cows are flying. Silver Ray.
You're talking about monumental ignorance. I was just looking at a thing. The Democrats are meeting in Iowa. And the second most important thing to the average Democrat voter in Iowa is climate change. They've really bought into this crap. And that's scary, that they really think that we're going to be able to change the weather. Hey, dumbasses, take the corn cob out of your keister and recognize that were it not for climate change, you'd be under 75 feet of ice right now. Because that's what was in Iowa 10,000 years ago. What made that go away? Did they legislate it? Ah! That drives me nuts. AOC, yeah, we're going to climate change. Yeah, no. Change is about all you have left out of your paycheck. $93 trillion boondoggle. It's amazing. The gullibility, the level of gullibility in people is mind-numbing.
People want to be willfully ignorant. They don't want to learn.
Yes, and who is it that teaches us of that willful ignorance? I believe it's the great George Carlin.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosie, for the help today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And Seth Spotlow is going to hang out with us tomorrow.
Yay!
At 5:56, a quick word for a great sponsor, and that's Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, folks who have been addressing the needs of people who have caught the toughest of break. Many of their clients are heroes coming home from having served and preserved our freedoms at the expense of a limb or a mobility issue as the result of a wound. Gulf States Mobility works with them to begin the process of restoration of choices and rehabilitation to whatever extent is possible. They never say never to anything, and that's basically the whole premise they've worked with for years. People that have been afflicted this way want to do as much for themselves as they can, and Gulf States Mobility has been there to help them get back behind the wheel of a car, take control of their schedule, and live the most normal life possible. And it's a very individual and customized approach. The one thing their clients don't have in common is self-pity. It's determination. It's the human spirit that they serve. At Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. You can reach them at 514-6590, or please look them up and like them on Facebook. I'll see you in the morning with Jay and Emily.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets, or check them out online, forhealthypetsonline.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Dueling rallies in Iowa.
Sleepy Joe. He was someplace in Iowa today, and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore. No, don't keep saying it. Sleepy guy.
President Trump taking